You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
KPMG has put out an inaugural Africa edition of their CEO Outlook for 2024. Some interesting reflections around the economic outlook, the geopolitical tensions and events that are still persistent in the market, and generally how CEOs are seeing the world at the moment. I'm joined on the line by Frank Blackmore, lead economist at KPMG, to take a look at this and try and make sense of the data. Good evening, Frank. Lovely to speak to you again. What are the key insights from having spoken to Africa's CEOs? I'm sure there's a sense of optimism, but there might also be a sense of a need to get things back on track and to build the African continent.
Yes, absolutely correct. I think the focus remains strongly growth orientated, and you see this both in the sort of challenges and threats highlighted by CEOs, but also the sort of operational priorities that CEOs have sort of shared with us. So on the sort of threats, you rightly say geopolitical complexity, economic uncertainty, embracing and embedding AI, how do we use AI, and growth prospects. So those things are strongly sort of, impacts that have come from perhaps out of Africa, especially the geopolitical complexities, the economic uncertainties, as well as the influences on growth prospects. And I think CEOs are looking, how can they manage these type of challenges currently in order to generate growth? If I look at the top operational priorities, it's again, how do we defend ourselves from impacts from overseas? So in other words, inflation proofing both capital and input costs. We know most African economies are small, open economies. And therefore, when anything goes right or wrong internationally, the impacts on Africa are disproportionately higher in both directions. And so that focus on how do they stabilize the business environment, inflation-proofing your supply chains, looking to organic growth and creating resilience in the supply chain. I think all of those issues have resulted from the recent past in terms of the impacts of COVID, the impacts of the war in the Ukraine, and how that's impacted Africa, its people and businesses over that period of time. So I think strongly growth orientated. And then, of course, technology is a big a big buzzword that's coming as well, both using technology in order to help generate revenues and efficiencies within the business, but also defending against technology in terms of cybersecurity and cybercrime.
Frank, you mentioned buzzwords, and I remember one of the buzzwords that we used to have coming out of the pandemic and going into sort of 2021-22-ish was ESG. How are CEOs feeling about ESG at the moment?
ESG is there, but given the more recent buffers of business within the African continent, as I said, inflation has been particularly harmful to a lot of business. Both, from the client's perspective, because it's taken money out of customers' pockets and therefore the buying power has been reduced throughout the continent, but also on the business side. If you wanted to invest or expand your operations, that would be a lot more costlier than before, and you'd need a higher return to make up the difference. So I think these issues are front of mind, as they would be if you've just been shocked by these type of inflationary impacts. But CEOs are mentioning, obviously, the importance of ESG, particularly because of Africa's unique context, both on the sort of food security aspect. We know that only around 20% of arable land in Africa is under irrigation, leaving 80% to the elements. Also, statistics such as a 1% increase in the general temperature globally has an impact of 1.5 times of Africa, even though they've contributed least to this problem. And it's due to African economies having a lot of agriculture as part of their GDPs, it's important for them to, on a revenue basis for their economies and a growth basis, to ensure that they get stability from that agricultural crop over time. So There's a lot of elements of ESG that are creeping in, as well as talent retention. If we lack the growth within African economies, you're losing your best talent to Europe, to North America, to Asia. And how do we keep that talent within Africa was another aspect that came up.
That's quite an interesting reflection there, Frank, around the talent retention, because we have seen a couple of companies complain about a brain drain, at least in South Africa, but it looks as though this extends now to the African continent at large. Are there kind of areas where CEOs might be seeing opportunities? I know the economic outlook might be a bit positive at this stage, but are there other areas where CEOs might be saying this could be a good area for the continent to grow through?
I think the biggest sort of growth targets or goals are sort of medium to longer term goals. They include things like integrating African economies, inter-African trade, creating more infrastructure, joining up African economies in order to have the benefits of that trade and those relationships remain on the continent. I think that's the long-term goal of a lot of the CEOs we've spoken about. And it also is in reaction to what we've seen in, you know, the war in Ukraine, divergence of shipping routes, increasing costs. It's difficult trading outside of the continent. Obviously, it's difficult trading intra-Africa as well these days. But that's, I think, on most CEOs' agenda. How do we get more from our neighbors, et cetera? How do we develop infrastructure? How do we develop sort of the laws, the regulations, the tax systems, et cetera, to support this intra-African trade? And I think that has a lot of promise.
There's a lot of promise on the African continent, and the CEOs of African businesses are optimistic. I think we'll leave it at that, Frank. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Frank Blackmore, lead economist at KPMG, on their inaugural Africa edition of their CEO Outlook for 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.